Thurl Bailey knows a lot about a lot of things. He played for the Utah Jazz in the 80s and 90s, is an actor, a singer-songwriter, and a public speaker.
I'm not just an athlete. I'm a community advocate. You know, I love people. I love their stories, their journeys, and they inspire me.
And these qualities may be part of the reason that Governor Gary Herbert appointed Bailey as an ambassador to the Utah refugee community. Bailey will be the first person to hold the position in the state.
There's a lot of goals there. I don't want to just be a figurehead. The governor has really given me a task to bring awareness and education and also to help bring that notoriety, I guess you could say, to this issue.
There are 50,000 refugees in Utah. 1,100 come every year. Gerald Brown is the director of the Refugee Service Office within the Department of Workforce Services. He says many of the refugees, which primarily are coming from Iraq, Burma, Somalia, and Bhutan, do not know English well, and some don't read or write in their native languages either.
Refugees are people who have been persecuted. So all of them have experienced trauma of one sort or another at some point in their lives, and they're, you know, struggling to get to deal with it.
Brown says currently refugees that come into the state have 3 to 6 months of aid from two nonprofits. They help with setting up a place to live, food, and registering kids for school. They also have funding from Health and Human Services that helps with social services such as English classes that can last up to 5 years. But both Brown and Bailey say there are many additional needs. These include access to transportation, finding employment, and becoming part of a community.
We think that mainstream people befriending refugees is the one most important thing that anybody can do. And when that happens, understanding is created, you know, and it all works.
Bailey says this is one of his main goals as ambassador.
They're a part of our culture now, and they bring their cultures with them. So in all of the messaging and the events that we do, it's about getting the public involved, and whether it's volunteering your time, whether it's just coming to be educated, whether it's knowing more about your neighbor who could be a refugee themselves, it's about getting involved.
Bailey is also charged with reporting back to the governor.
He is counting on me to be able to integrate with the refugee community and also to come back to him and say, this is what the refugee community is asking for. You know some of the needs, but I've had firsthand conversations with this group of people, and these are some of the things I think that we need to really to strongly put on the table.
Both Bailey and Brown suggest this may include new programs to better integrate refugees into their new community. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Kim Shusky.